This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
And if you just thought you were listening to something else, you're going to be very disappointed.
And we've just had a conversation with Nevena Sporowska from the Victorian Pride Lobby. And we were reflecting on the conversation that took place here at the Victorian Pride Centre last week with the police. It was a Victoria Police Town Hall style engagement event. It has been met with some very interesting feedback. Macca, largely very supportive and very supportive of the role that you played and the work that you did in trying to build a bridge and engage in a honest conversation. So well done.
Thank you. Ange Barry is the CEO of Joy.
We're moving right along.
We're moving right. Look, you know, I could talk about what happened this week endlessly, but I did it. I wanted to do it. I'm pleased with how it went. Engagement is really important. If we don't engage, nothing is ever, ever, ever going to change. So, Ange. Ange is our CEO of Joy. Ange has had a... You had a tough year, Ange. And you've got a tough day today because you've got guests just arrived and we're interrupting you. Tell us about...
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Tell us... Tass has got
good
all
morning,
these questions
Tass,
he wants to
Macca
ask you.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, let me start
How
off.
How are you both going?
We're both very well, yep. And we're having a great time in the studio as we usually do. But you have something to celebrate. I understand that Joy won an award this week through the Community Broadcasting Association.
Yeah.
Tell us what the award was and what it means for this organisation.
Yeah, thank you, Tass. Absolutely, we did. The CBAA, as it's called, is our peak body, so it represents some 300-plus community radio stations across Australia, including Joy. And Joy was nominated for an award for what's called technical excellence, which is all about the way we set up our radio station, the equipment that you three are using right now that makes it possible for communities to listen to and, you know, have their voices heard as well. So Joy was put forward for the Technical Excellence Award for the work that our team did in relocating us to the Pride Centre and creating those beautiful new studios. And we won, guys. We won the award, which is just really exciting news. And I wanted to say a really big thank you to Michael Strauss, Greg Bale, Damien, and you know, the people that supported them as well, but those three in particular who have been amazing, giving their time, their heart and soul to Joy for many, many months to create beautiful studios, and this is their award.
And I do agree, they are beautiful studios.
And you could never, Joy could never have won a Technical Excellence Award previously.
Well, I don't know about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Well, rubber bands and blue tech.
It's definitely Macca, and you know, the one organisation I'd really like to, or two that I'd like to give a shout out, if I may, is
sure.
the Victorian Government, who's assisted Joy in the move, but also AVC, yep. who's our tech partner, and they're a very generous, very clever organisation that works with major radio stations all around the world, and they've supported Joy by giving us heavily discounted equipment that you're using right now. So it's a big thanks to AVC as well.
Yeah.
I think the studios work well. They're highly flexible. I'm looking forward to the day when we can do the show standing up, Macca.
Yeah, Tass wants the table to lift. But perhaps you could do it
on
your...
Well, they're designed to do that.
We'll organise that for you, Tass.
Fantastic.
Perhaps Tass could do it on his knees.
I'm not doing it on his knees, Macca. They'll hurt. So, Ange, what else has been a highlight for you in the year? other than, of course, moving here and commissioning these new fantastic studios, what else has been a highlight for you?
Sure. It's been a really big year, Tass, and I think the number one highlight for me would be welcoming back our Joy team. Joy is a large team predominantly of volunteers, and during COVID we needed to ask people to work from home and literally broadcast from their bedroom or their office or wherever, and we've really missed them. I've really missed everybody. So being able to welcome people back into the space has absolutely been a highlight. We've had a really big year where Joy's had to look at, like pretty much every not-for-profit organisation, how do we survive COVID? How do we change and navigate our way through? Joy's done it really well, and we've done it with, you know, the support of our people. But also we've welcomed in lots of new business members and organisation members, Tass, and that's been really great. The government has supported us through, you know, their media work as well. So it's been a big year, but I think the highlight has absolutely been, you know, welcoming the team back together and also looking at and admiring how people are so adaptable in times of difficulty. And, you know, the team at Joy, including yourselves right there, have been incredibly adaptable. And I'm so grateful for that.
I've enjoyed observing that as well, to be honest. So 2022, I know that you've got a huge number of outside broadcasts lined up. Tell us about those.
Yeah. Yeah, Pride season is a really big one for Joy, always, but this year in particular, or sorry, early 2022 in particular, there's a range of events that we'll be presenting at with our event partners. So that will include Chill Out up in Daylesford, which we're really excited about, Mardi Gras, the Queer Exhibition at the NGV, which will be fantastic. That kicks off in March. We're really looking forward to doing that. Carnival at Midsummer. Pride March will be, of course, marching, but also calling the march as well. So we've got lots and lots going on. Gay Times Festival, Broken Hero Festival. We may even be getting up to Bendigo for Bendigo Pride. So it really is going to be a busy time, and, you know, I look forward to working with the Joy team and with our festival partners to basically make the festivals much more accessible, Tass, because, you know, not everybody can get there, and we understand that. And by broadcasting those festivals, we can take the festivals into people's homes, and I think that's a really terrific thing that Joy does.
And, of course, outside broadcasts take a huge amount of effort.
And they cost.
And of course, they cost. You have to grab the equipment and pile it into the back of a vehicle and organise your troops and get it there set it up and join it up somehow to the internet or the telephone or the radio or whatever it is.
You don't just turn up with an iPhone and a T-shirt.
I have seen that happen as I have seen that happen as well. There was one
very
famous
exercises, Tass.
There was one very famous there was one very famous outside broadcast that occurred in a bank many years ago here, and it was the Andy and Adrian. Remember the Andy and Adrian? And they had to broadcast the whole thing from their iPhones. So they sat there with their iPhones, you know, cleverly measuring how much power they had left because they were intensively using the power on their phones as they were trying to broadcast the show live. Nevertheless, you know, stuff does happen, and sometimes the equipment does break down, as it did on that particular occasion. So what else do you have in store for 2022? What else can we look forward to from the Joy Studios?
Radiothon, of course, will be back, and that's a really important time for Joy, where our community, you know, lets us know, I guess, how much they value our work by
when's that on?
Joy or rejoining as members. So, yeah, that's going to be happening in April. So, you know, that'll be after Easter, but that'll be a fantastic, you know, time for everybody to get together and really support Joy. And then later in the year, Joy, you'll see more from Joy TV. We're starting to build, if you like, our video studio there at the Pride Centre. So you'll see some more Joy TV work coming online, and you'll also start to see some of our Rainbow Country project content come to air. And what I mean by that one, guys, is our Rainbow Country is a project where people go all around Australia, particularly in remote, rural and regional areas, can actually receive some training and support to be able to create and share their own stories through podcasts and recorded audio. So we look forward to being able to promote, you know, and broadcast that content. In fact, we're starting right now over summer too, so you'll start to hear that over the next few weeks as well. But we'll be starting a youth project in that area, and so we'll hear youth content. And similarly, we're doing a project with Monash Gallery of Art, and that's that will be launched, or you'll see the results of that project around about May. And that is going to be a beautiful exhibition where young people will share a picture and an audio caption of what it means to be a young rainbow person in Australia. So lots of fun things happening, actually, and it's going to be a great year.
Wow, there's lots happening. And you also have a lovely message here from one of your, I presume, a friend or a colleague. Kirsty B says that it's so great to hear you on the air again. Love you, she says.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Ange, thank you for your time this morning.
Beautiful clip.
And, you know, you got to, don't forget to put in your diary, Ange. You agreed to the 22nd of January as a co-host.
It's in the diary.
There we go.
Tap, tap.
I'm looking forward to it, Macca.
Macca, if you want to guarantee these things, you need to send a calendar invitation.
Yeah, you need to send that.
Anyway, and thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations on the CAA award. That's great news, and congratulations also to the team who built the studios and did all the design work, the thinking, and all the execution, which, of course, is well beyond Macca's and my capabilities. Best wishes for the season and, of course, the new year, and we look forward to many, many more conversations with you again in 2022.
Oh, absolutely, Tass. And can I just say a very big thank you to you, Macca, and the team as well for all you do for Joy. You do it for love, not for money, and you do a great job, and you keep us all informed and up to date with, you know, the most important issues that affect us. And just a really big thank you to Macca, yourself, and Paul, and Fiona, and the team there for everything you do for Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you for the feedback.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.